This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So this university in Canada has declared that gravity is intolerant. Yep, they've said gravity, it just triggers students when they step on these scales, you know, the weighing scales at the gymnasium. And as a result, they get triggered and they get offended by the numbers that show up on the scale. Now, the scale, of course, is measuring the pull of gravity on the body mass of the individual who steps on the scale. And so gravity itself has become intolerant, offensive, and perhaps even somehow racist, that we're not even sure how that would work, but that's the way snowflakes think. So this university has banned the weighing scales. Now, it never occurred to the university that perhaps people could choose not to step on the scale and not see the numbers that indicate how much weight they've gained, you know, the freshman 15 or whatever it is. But no, just the mere presence of a scale is offensive and triggering to these snowflake, libtard, young college students who can't handle reality. It's almost like they can't wait to just escape and get climb back into their mother's wombs where they had their original safe space before they were triggered by the birthing experience. Oh my God, the real world, you know, triggered from the very first second. So what do you do with these kids? You know, it's incredible. So they're all triggered. And now the university, the faculty, the wellness manager guy, oh, I can't say he's a guy. The wellness manager life form, just to be gender neutral, possibly a genderless alien, has said that, no, students don't have to weigh themselves. What they can do is they can use measuring tapes to measure the girth of their hips and the girth of their abdomen. And I got to thinking, how is that not triggering to these same students who aren't willing to step on the weighing scale? You know, if you step on a scale and you freak out because the number says you weigh more than you thought you did, how is that going to be any better if you're measuring the girth of your hips or the girth of your beer belly, if you're an overweight man, let's say, or the girth of your chest or arms or whatever. And it finally occurred to me that, you know, the whole solution to this is that the university, in order to stop being triggered by all these numbers, they should just ban numbers. You know, start with integers and work their way into floating point decimals and fractions and maybe even imaginary numbers like the square root of -1. But if you start with integers and just ban all numbers, that would make the sciences degrees from that university much easier to apply to global warming, where all the numbers are faked anyway, or to, you know, pharmaceutical science or economics, where the numbers are imaginary as well. So I think that this university in Canada should simply outlaw numbers as well as words and any devices that measure the laws of nature, such as gravity or thermodynamics or density or mass or electromagnetic radiation and so on and so forth, because numbers can be triggering and words can be triggering and ideas can be triggering. So all those things should be blanked out, just banned across all universities to protect the snowflakes. So the safe space will be a giant blank canvas surrounded by a bunch of blank-minded students and blank-minded faculty who all sit there and sing kumbaya and revel in the fact that none of them are being triggered at the moment because there's nothing there. It's just nothingness. It's the safe space of liberal nothingness where there are no concepts that don't offend their fragile little psychologically twisted minds. Nothing can be offensive if there's nothing to learn. That should be the mantra of universities today. Nothing could be offensive if there's nothing to learn. You come to school, we teach you nothing, you pay us everything that you can possibly afford, and then you graduate with a degree in nothingness. And this nothingness degree can be used to apply for jobs working for the EPA, or the CDC, or the FDA, or the pharmaceutical industry, or the Office of, what's OMB, Office of Management and Budget, I think is what it is. Anyway, you can work for the government, because they don't use real numbers anyway. They don't use real science. You don't need to understand reality to work for the government, because it's steeped in the artificial, delusional, fantasy land, you know, farting unicorns worlds, and that's all you need. So your university degree in nothing will be very applicable to your government job that also requires the worship of blank-mindedness and the abandonment of reality. And so now it's come full circle. This is the new education system. It's preparing young minds to know nothing so that they can properly function in a society that values nothing that's real. And they can also work as employees in a government that respects nothing that's rooted in real numbers, real science, reality at all. This is the new society. This is what it has come to. And it's absolutely astonishing to watch. So remember, if you are triggered by math, if you don't like numbers, just call for your university to ban those numbers. Numbers are bad, you see. They're so bad, especially four, for whatever reason. Four is considered bad, especially in Chinese. The number four is pronounced si, which is the same word for the word death, by the way. So there are buildings without the number. There's no fourth floor in a lot of most, actually, Taiwan buildings. You've got the third floor and the fifth floor, you know, Sanlo and Ulo, but not the fourth floor, Silo. Not there, uh-uh. Just like it's kind of a superstitious type of thing. But why stop at just one integer? Let's let the universities ban them all. And then the snowflakes will finally be safe in their cry-bully safe spaces. And they can be fully prepared to live in a delusional world of fake news, fake government statistics, fake science. That has become the status quo. It's a brilliant system. No better way to be prepared for a fake world than to go to a fake university. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com www.lab.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.